Blog Talk Radio.
Be told about a man from who requires a soul. You see her, I come from push up, aim to make a dance. Guaranteed to put the ladies in the trances. I'm about to fix, got a silver dip ship. Come on in, I'll take you on a trip to Venus, Mars, Blue. Tell the girl, it really doesn't matter to me. Cause all you gotta do is button your seatbelt and hold on tight as the rocket through the galaxy. Here comes the party.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is another
Thursday night, and you know what that means? That means Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming, music from Captain Rock, giving you a little hip-hop from 1984. The name of the song is called Cosmic Blast. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you guys for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And I'm going to open the phone lines up. Yes, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. If you have a request and I just so happen to have it, I can hook it up for you. Or just sit back and listen all the tunes that I'm going to play for the next 2 hours. I got music on the way. Let's see. I got some classic Candy Staten. I got some Sherelle on the way. And I might hook up a little Star Point. You never know. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. And also, I want to thank you so much for supporting the show. You can go to, for all those who haven't supported the show and you want to, you can go to www.wardellpottsjr.com or www.solarrecordsradio.com. You want to get some cool merchandise on the website. And also, if you want to donate to the show, you can donate through those websites. And also, we have a Cash App, Solar Records Radio, actually $ Solar Records Radio. And thank you guys for supporting the show. Thank you guys for donating. And also, check out Wardell's audiobook. And hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk about it a little bit more. He talked about it last week, but he has an audiobook out. And you can go to the website and follow the directions and get it downloaded. And it's great stuff, great stuff. So anyway, it's one of those days that you know, it's kind of chilly, but it's not really chilly. But it's, for, you know, when people say it's chilly and they have chilly weather, I'm going to give you some chilly music or chill music. Would that be better if I said chill music? Because there's some music you can eat chili with, but what's really considered chili eating music? I'm just going to say some chill music, some relaxing music. So, you know what? It's one of those things, you know, hey, keep digging, you know, just keep digging that hole and just jump in it. That's the way I feel. But anyway, let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I want to give you a classic. I love this woman. I love her music. Of course, she was from the group Soul to Soul, of course, went on and did her solo thing from 1990. This is the lovely Miss Karen Wheeler. Name of the song is called Living in the Light. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Hold the beat. Stop the beat. Drop the beat.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, yes, from 1982. That was music from Mr. Jermaine Jackson. Name of the song is called Let Me Tickle Your Fancy, featuring Devo. If you guys remember Devo had that song I called Whip It Good. It was early 80s, late 70s. It was all about that new wave sound. And, of course, you know, Jermaine Jackson had to put his foot in it, of course, from 1982. That was music from him. Let Me Tickle Your Fancy. Before that, had to hook up a little George Benson in the video. He's roller skating and playing the guitar at the same time. That's pretty awesome. I'm still amazed by that. Of course, Give Me the Night. And, of course, had to start the block off the lovely Miss Karen Wheeler from the group Soul to Soul, Living in the Light from 1990. Beautiful songs, all good. And I have my partner, I got him on. I just got his mic on, so he is hanging out with me. I don't know what's going on in the background. What's up, what else?
What's the word, bird? How are you, sir?
Bird's the word.
Bird's the word. Hey, you know, back in the day, I had a good time doing the bird. A good time. I thought I was more stay or somebody. It was all good, man. I'm telling you. Everybody thought I was good. In my own mind.
Surfing Bird. I love that. Surfing Bird by the Trash Man. That was the name of that group. Bird is the word. Bird. What's going on, man? Well, I appreciate you hanging out with me. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday night. What's been going on?
Well, one second. Okay,
oh,
just wanted to get my throat a little water.
Oh,
no water.
Okay.
Just water. So. Okay. But listen, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
What is it about old school, back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, that drove you crazy? What particular thing what is it that sticks out in your mind that makes you think old school, like, wow, you know, that was really significant back in the 70s and the 60s and the 80s. I mean, whatever, in that area.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you bring that up. I think the fact of the matter is, to me, that respect level, and of course you respect good music, period. But I think that whole level of respect, understanding, you know, the times, you know, I'm gonna go there. I guess, you know, the racial times of that era of the 60s and whatnot, and the limited technology, you know, to be able to produce and make great music the way it was, and then having the message that it had of the times. I mean, you can't do anything but respect that. I think in a way, and again, this is argumentative and it's all subjective at the end of the day, I think once we got a hold of a lot of technology, to me, it kind of took away, to me, that artistic value of it. You know, we've talked about this many times. We've had these type of conversations when it came to, you know, just our taste in music, period. But from a technical standpoint, I think there's always that moment. Again, it's subjective. I think because of the technology, the instruments, or the lack of instruments and the lack of, you know, just that instrumental purity. And again, I don't want to feel like I'm being that snob, but I'm just giving you what I believe. I think, you know, when you come from that angle, you come from that era, you know, I think it kind of spoils you a little bit. And you want... You know, you want those artists to gain that sense of history. But again, I think when you talk about the history, when you talk about the production of the music, and again, the lack of the lack of, you know, computers in the 60s and even, you know, certain levels of the 70s, you know, once we talked about techno, by the way, again, I'm hopefully answering your question, but, you know, we talked about the new wave and whatnot with you know, playing Jermaine Jackson's song with Devo. I think that was at that time that was innovative. You know, you had a lot of that synth funk, that new wave that interpreted through synthesizer. You know, those things were amazing, you know. And now it's like you don't really have to play instruments to come up with a certain, if this beat is tight or whatever, you know, it's, I'm not saying you don't put enough energy or whatever into that type of music. To me, it just doesn't seem as authentic as it should be. But just to answer your question in the simplest terms, I think the respect level to me of that era, I can't take that away from that era, you know, considering the limited resources you had at the time and to be able to produce the music that they were able to produce back then. So I don't think it's anything saying, oh, that's better or that's worse. It's just, you know, it was just at the time. So I hope I was able to answer that.
Well, yes. So, you know, it also reminds me of how different we are, you know, in age. And so we have we're two different generations. And so when you're speaking of new age and stuff, that's good because you talk about what you remember and whatever. And stuff that I was thinking about was more like bell bottoms in the 70s. You weren't around yet, so you're just a baby. And afros, you know, everybody's wearing afros.
Afro.
And then, but the thing that really irritated me and got me good in the 70s was the plastic on the couches. Lord,
you're talking.
Now this,
here I am getting technical about the music you're talking about. You know what? Yeah, we had that conversation earlier, but yeah, just to answer that question in the context of what you were saying, you know, remember I talked about like the Walkman. We had talked about
right.
We had talked about those old couches that your grandparents had put the plastic on and kept it on for years. You know, those things. You know, I'm totally off tangent. What you're talking about? I'm sorry. Sorry
but
to the listeners.
No,
I'm on my own plateau.
No, it's okay. I just didn't ask the question right. So also, just check this out. So those plastic covers that they put on the chairs, when they got old, they would just crack open, and they would still have them on the chair. They just flip it over, right? And it's just
old.
And it's just like, can we just take this off of the chair and, you know, let the chair breathe a little bit? I felt like the chairs were suffocating with all that plastic everywhere. It was like, you know, I want you to see, because when you first put it on, it looks really nice and, you know, but it's just not something that, but I'm wondering if this was a black thing. I wonder if in the white
folks, I think that was kind of universal because
okay.
I've had a lot of my white classmates kind of had that same grandmother that would have plastic on the couches, and you know it was, you know, we'd have those moments. I think to me that was just universal. I think we saw it in mostly our homes. We weren't really just exposed to a lot of, you know, just going to our white friends' houses and things like that. I was just lucky to be one of the ones that did. And I know it's kind of the same things. Like, look, y'all just like us. You know, that's, you know, from a 7-8-year-old viewpoint. But I'm going to tell you something else, man. It's funny you mention it. I wasn't a big fan of station wagons back in the day, because here's the thing. I was a little guy, but I know it's hard to believe growing up. I didn't really have like a growth spurt till like my freshman year of college. So I was always a little guy. You know, I was 7 years old, you know, or whatnot. I was 7 years old and I was pretty much built like a 4 or 5 year old at seven. So it was easier. I was like, the kids are, you know, especially like the baseball team, we have like little league baseball team or whatever. My granddad had a station wagon. And I'd always, I would be the one. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm your grandson. How come I can't sit in the front with you? No, they put me in the wagon part. So I'm, and I was just that little enough to be in the wagon while everybody else is having fun singing songs in the front and the back seat. And I would always get mad at that. You know, I was like, again, I was just that little guy that was always in the wagon part of the station wagon in the way in back. You know, it was it's almost like, you know, you're 20 years old at the kiddie table at Thanksgiving. You know, it's kind of like one of those things. You're like, wait a minute, I'm 20 years old. What I'm doing here at the kiddie table? But it was just one of those things, you know, that used to tick me off, you know.
Oh, my God. Well.
Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. I was a little guy. I know it's hard for you to believe that. I was a little guy, man, that didn't really shoot up to college.
Yeah, and so did you ever have any of those pants that I was telling you about? Those big, you know, pants that I was telling you about that I used to wear.
What, like the? I know you were mentioning like Dickies and I never had bell bottoms. I don't know if that's what you were talking about.
Not bell bottoms. Those the MC Hammer pants.
Oh, the Hammer pants. Yeah, you did talk about the Hammer pants. No, I didn't have, like, the fluffy, I call them fluffy. Yeah, I didn't have those fluffy Hammer pants. I did have the parachute pants with, like, 80 zippers on it. You know, remember the pants?
Right.
Remember the pants that had, like, all those zippers?
Yes, yes. And then you had that group that came out that put wore everything backwards, the two kids, the two Chris's. Crisscross.
Oh, Crisscross. I tried to do that at 17. I'm just like, no, I gotta. The way my bladder is set up, I'm just like, no, I can't do this. I can't do it like this. You know.
I see all these grown people wearing their clothes backwards. I go, are you kidding me? You gonna copy up to these kids?
That was just a shame.
That's supposed to be a fashion statement. That was supposed to be a fashion statement, right? Like, that was,
you know how comedians would say stuff like, well, you know, the way my bank account is set up. No, I couldn't do it. You know, the way my bladder was set up. No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So, but that's, you know, but just those memories, and it's just really nice to be able to go back and pick out some of the things that kind of made us laugh, made us sad. You know, I was an athlete also in the 70s. And, you know, I was in junior high school and high school in the 70s. And so it was, I graduated in 1976. I was supposed to graduate in 75, but that's a long story. I'll tell you later. I graduated in 76, and I just enjoyed, you know, that time. That time was different. And there was something you said in your earlier answer, which you know was good. And then it was talking about respect, but not respect for the music, but respect for the parents, and you know, and the adults on the street, because we would look at the adults on the street and they'd be like an auntie. And, you know, you just kept messing up with Miss Johnson. If Miss Johnson went and told my mom I did something wrong, my butt was in trouble. I was in trouble.
Right, right.
And they had respect for each other, and we had to have respect for them because they had respect for each other. And nowadays, that's gone. If that Miss Johnson's easy to get my kids upset, I would go down there and fight with Miss Johnson now. That's just ridiculous. It's completely the opposite, where parents are now fighting each other because their child said something. Or the same thing with school. So you get a note sent home from school back in the day, you know, your child gets in trouble. But nowadays, you know, you send a note home, hey, the parents come up there ready to fight you. Like, well, my kid is that. No. You know, but what happened was, you know, because everybody was thinking my kid is all that and all that kind of stuff until COVID hit. And the kids had to stay home with them. Then it was like, oh, Lord. take these kids back. I can't deal with this crazy anymore. So you know, that was a good lesson for these parents that thought their kids was all that. You know, because kids are good at, you know, telling a story to protect themselves. And you know, they'll make up some stuff, and we were just gullible. I mean, the parents back in the day was, you know, more like, well, you know, investigative. But the parents nowadays,
yeah,
they're just gullible, and they believe whatever the kid says. Like, oh, are you serious? You're going to believe whatever they say? And so they tell you anything because they know you're gullible, you know? So, but anyway, that's it, man. I just wanted to share that. And I'm enjoying the music. I have a situation going on with my horses right now, so I got to go out there and deal with that. But I got you on speaker, not on speaker, in my headset, in my Bluetooth, and I'm listening to the music, man. So I'm gonna don't hang up, take me off. I want to continue.
Oh, I got you. We were talking about before we got you on. We were talking about, you know, the importance of how a lot of that early 80s sound kind of you went into the whole new wave. And, you know, we talked about, of course, Jermaine Jackson. We just played Jermaine Jackson and Devo. And you had a lot of that great music from the, you know, that whole era where, you know, the CBGBs and the Whiskey A Go-Go's and all of those old, like, clubs of the 70s and 80s that had a lot of that new wave sound. And it kind of went into a lot of R&B. And one of the cool things about Solar, you know, Solar Records and, you know, Solar Records Radio, but definitely Solar Records, is that a lot of Solar artists never really shied away from that new wave sound. And one of my favorite albums, man, which was unfortunately, you know, that last album of that nucleus of Shalimar. And I want to go ahead and play some classic Shalimar. I know you might want to hear that. A lot of people say, well, we'll hear that tomorrow. No, I love playing Solar music every day if I have to. But I want to take it back to the Look album. One of their first singles, one of my favorite songs of that album. Of course, listen to that new wave sound. Of course, what you hear in the background, this is Dead Giveaway. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that is some throwback right there from Minneapolis in your Paisley Park Records. Music from the lovely Miss Haja Seville from 1987. Name of the song is called Love is Contagious. What a beautiful song from her. Of course, signed to Paisley Park Records. One of the first artists signed to Paisley Park Records, and they had a great song. Didn't really kind of, blow up the way she did. But of course, now I know lately she's been a big advocate for community gardens and things like that. So she's been active in the community, if I'm not mistaken, I think in Detroit and Cleveland and big cities where, a lot of those inner cities don't get the access to, vegetables and things like that. So I know she's been an advocate for that. So shout out to Miss Taja Seville, a beautiful, beautiful sister. Love that song. Love is Contagious. Taja Seville. Before that, I played a little Starpoint from 1984. It's All Yours. And, of course, started off the block. Gave you a little Solar, a little Shalimar from the Look album. The name of the song is called Dead Giveaway. Guys, make sure you check us out at www.wardellpottsjr.com or www.solarrecordsradio.com. Get some cool merch. If you want to donate to the show, you can donate to the show. And also want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. You know what? I'm going to troll Wardell. Let me see if I can check in with him, see if he's still out there with the horses. You know he's got a farm, right? He's out there doing his farm thing. Let's see if he's there. Wardell, are you still there, brother?
Yes, I'm here. I am here.
Okay.
And it's all good. It's all good.
How are the horses? Say hi to the horses for me.
Yeah. So you got Philly, you got Stacks, and you got Seven. So I have three horses, and then I have a donkey, and his name is Clyde, and he's all white. And Philly Philly is a Mustang. Stacks and Seven are quarter horses. Quarter horses are big. Mustangs are shorter. They're fast. Woo! Philly, he can run.
You know what?
Man,
that is so cool. You name those horses. You name a horse Philly, and you name another horse Stacks. And it's just funny. What was the last horse you named it?
Seven.
How come you didn't name it Motown? That's like, okay, this is Philly, this is Stacks, and this is Fred.
Well, what about Solar? I could name one Solar too.
So, there you go.
But
Motown.
I got, they're coming. They're coming. I'm doing a grass lease to my cousin. So, what that means is that he runs his cattle on the land. And so once that comes to an end, then I get that land, all that land back there that he's leasing. And then the horses, because they need acres and acres, to eat off of.
Right.
So, right now, I'm only giving them like 7 acres to eat off of. So I just want to be able to give them, maybe if I get another horse, I need another 3 acres. And so, and my cousin, he's leasing probably about 35 acres. So I'm still going to get some of that, from him as well. So, if the lease is over, I can let the horses run all over the land, and they'll be so happy. Whoa, they'll be happy.
Wow.
You know what freaks me out though? What freaks me out about the country life and living, in the rural areas. I'm a city boy. I'm from Philly, right?
You're like the embodiment of Green Acres. Remember the show Green Acres?
Right, exactly. And so it freaks me out, you know, because everybody, because now I'm around all this, you know, livestock. And so, and I see all these people, you know, going down the road and putting the cattle in there and then taking them down to the butcher place. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm crying in my heart, like feeling really bad for these. And I can't take it. I'm not used to that. And then I go to people's houses and even restaurants, and they got animal heads hanging off the wall. I'm like, oh, man. I said, these are
real. Oh, yeah, you're in the country. Oh, yeah. You are in the country, brother.
You are in the country. And they're like, they're trophies. They're trophies. I'm like, but that's a real animal's head that you killed. And their eyes are looking at me like, look what they did to me. I'm like, you know, and I told him, I can't, it's hard for me to, I can't adjust to this.
Okay,
I mean, I've been here for, I've been here since 2017, dude, and I still haven't adjusted. It's just like, you know, it almost makes me want to not eat. You know, it makes me want to be a vegetarian, you know, because it's just so crazy in my mind is all mixed up. But that's the way it is, man. You grow up like this. I had a deer that was stuck in my electric gate, you know, the front gate that's open, and he was stuck in there. His head was stuck in there. And it was a baby deer. And so I asked a guy that was across the road. I was like, can you come and help me? I can't get this deer out of there. And so, as we're trying to get the deer out, the guy is like drooling. I go, what the heck? He's like, man, all I could think about is all the sausage I can make. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? It's a baby. I'm trying to get the baby back to its mother, and you're thinking about eating it. He's like, yeah, the simple thing to do here is just break his neck, and, you know, then we can just salvage, you know, eat the deer. I'm like, no.
You know, we're kind of barbaric, but there's those things we kind of just reconcile who we are, you know, this whole meat eater versus vegan and vegetarian thing, you know. It's life is a big contradiction, and I think that's who we are. You know, we can't really, like, live the straight and narrow all the time. Yeah, this is why we have free will to judge people, you know, and I've never really just, I could care less if someone's a vegan or a meat eater or whatever. It's just, you know, yeah, I have my issues when it comes to animals, and I can be a member of PETA just the same, but I love my steak, you know, so there's that compromise. There's that reconciliation with who you are, and, you know, so it's very conflicted. It's very conflicted. It really is.
The Bible says, because I was really frustrated, and I started talking to people in the church about it, and so then they showed me, one of the deacons showed me, and the Bible says, you know, that we are, and God has put these, he said, you're ahead of the animals in the sky and the ones down into the sea. You are, those are yours to consume. And so, but there are rules. First of all, do not eat the animals with blood in them. He does not want us to eat the animals with blood in them. And there was like certain animals with certain feet that he said it's not clean. It's not clean. And that was really to the Jews because, you know, and so, but now they kind of like, that was the Old Testament. And so they're like, you know, now, you know, they know how to clean all this stuff up real good now. So it's like, we can eat it now. And so, but still, I mean, even with that, you know, God said that this is here for us to eat, right? So I try to be okay with that, but my heart, it has nothing to do with my heart. That has everything to do with my mind, right? Everything to do with my mind, but my heart is like feeling like, oh, poor babies. You know, when I see these lions going after the baby, whatever drafts and stuff.
I get it, man. You know, one of the crazy things about watching those wildlife shows, because I used to love watching Wild America and what was the Mutual of Omaha. You know, Marlon Perkins, you know, he always reminded me of Colonel Sanders, but that's another story. But I used to love watching those wildlife shows back in the day. And it was very, to me, you're a kid and you're like, wow, look at those antelopes and look how fast those cheetahs are running to catch that. I used to call them big deer, but they're antelopes. It's like, look at that. I was always fascinated. I was real fascinated by, like, reptiles. You know, I was fascinated by the snakes and fascinated by, a wildebeest drinking water. All of a sudden, a big crocodile just jumps and grabs his head and, like, oh, yeah, yes, yes, that's hot. That's great. That's beautiful, you know. But, you know, it's we all have these moments in our lives where, you know, we're entertained by these things that, but at the same time, it's kind of like you kind of sit and think. It's like, how do you compromise, you know, watching this, you know, for what it is versus, you know, just the law of the jungle and what goes on. And, again, I ain't going to say, you know, I'm just this perfect person. None of us are perfect, you know. But it's, at the same time, if you can sit down and kind of just, you know, have that reflection of it and just like, well, dang, is this who I am? Or whatever. I think that's the beauty of the human experience, is that we can sit down and look at these contradictions and so to say, and kind of, you know, look at ourselves and like, okay, I'm just making sure if I'm doing this right. I love animal. I'm for animal rights, but every now and then, you know, I like my steak medium well. You know,
I know.
You went biblical. I know you went biblical, and that's great and everything. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, people aren't really want to hear that part, which they, you know, in some cases a lot of them should, but again, all of this is a part of the human experience. But anyway, we got about 55 minutes left of the show. Again, we got plenty of music, plenty of time to jam with you guys and have these moments and have these type of talks and whatnot. I remember back in the day, I want to switch gears a little bit. Remember back in the day, it was all about, you know, the groups with Star in it. You remember it was like we always had those Atlantic Star versus Midnight Star comparisons and things like that. And, you know, they were just two different, totally different groups, you know. And mm-hmm. once you got older, you understood their sound and whatnot. I want to do an Atlantic Star, Midnight Star kind of block, you know, and I guess the third song will be a song of my choice or whatever if you want to play the last song. But I want you to listen to this. I want you to go back to 1982. From one of my favorite albums. This is from the Brilliance album. Of course, this is when Sharon Bryant was the lead singer of the group Atlantic Star. Of course, this is Love Me Down. Of course, Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. Guys, keep it locked right here.
Crazy. All right, this is funky. It's my turn on the bar, right? Block, Wardell, Jr. I thought Don was coming on. What happened to you? But anyway, let me one that is Star, and I was really chance to work with those guys and produce
my computer
them.
Went haywire. My computer,
oh,
sorry,
yeah.
My computer went haywire for some reason. But I'm here. I'm here. That was a great block, man. It was a star-studded block.
Yeah. So, how'd you start the block off?
I started the block off, gave you a classic Atlantic Star from the album Brilliance from 1982, Love Me Down, of course, featuring the lovely Miss Sharon Bryant on lead. And of course, you remember after Sharon Bryant left, they brought in Barbara Weathers, and Barbara Weathers, of course, used Always, Secret Lovers, Silver Shadow, some great songs with Barbara Weathers, but I always go back to the original. Shout out to Miss Sharon Bryant. Second song in the block, we played Midnight Star Engine Number 9 from the Headlines album from 1986. Of course, that was one of my favorites, Engine Number 9. And, of course, last song, Let Me Be the One by Five Star. What a great song, Wardell.
Yes, yes. Love it. And, man, oh, man, so, you know, Don, this is a break. I'm giving him a break, and I'm going to have a good time with this next block. And, oh, my God, we are getting close. And for some of my friends, they're there, and what I'm talking about is Friday, the beginning of the Solar Weekend. And so we kick it off with our Solar Records Radio show where we celebrate the sound of records at 3 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for that, because we're going to have a great time going down memory lane in regards to Solar Records. And I'm talking about Solar Records out of Los Angeles. And it was so much fun. You know, I had a great time last week talking about things. That things just come up with the questions that you guys have. And it's just, and it, you make my brain burn, you know, trying to remember what I can. And so thank you for that. Anyway, I'm going to let Don take a break, and I'm going to kick off this next block. And well, I'm going to do the whole thing. So y'all kick back and relax.
Yeah, the whole block. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, guys, because it's all about the pleasure principle on Star Records Radio.
Hey.
That was very
romantic. I know you got one more in you.
If I had to say myself.
You got one more in you.
Oh, man. I was really, because I'm in the studio and it's very dark and I'm listening to this music and reminiscing on back in the day in the basement. Oh, man, with the blue lights. And
right.
The posters on the wall, and I went with Kathy, and I wanted to dance with Helen. Rest in peace, poor girl passed away at the age of 40. But I remember wanting to dance with Helen. I was so crazy about my friend's cousin, man. And I remember those songs, those slow songs would come on. And I was like, oh man, and never good enough for them. And it was just, so I was just really lost in my thoughts here, and that's what it does to you, right? It just really takes you back down
right.
memory lane, and you get lost in it, and I actually really did, and that's what that tells me is that it is truly authentic, the way we think about this music and how it really, you know, takes you back, you know, takes you someplace. And it's not just cool music. Music is the entity is so powerful that
mm-hmm.
it takes you places, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. So thank you for allowing me to do that block. Great blessing.
We got what 20 minutes left of the show, so we're past the home stretch. Still got a little time left. Of course, want to remind you tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. kicking off of Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the music, the artists, the stories. Of course, what else? You never know who's going to call on this show, so. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for that. Yeah, make sure you guys tune in for that one. Remember we talked about last week, we talked about like meaning of songs last week. We talked about like the double entendres of songs and the subtleties of music and things like that. We had talked about Billy Paul, and we talked about a couple of other songs that we had talked about, but I remember you mentioning that. And one of the songs that really kind of stuck with me, because I just don't want to feel like I'm giving the wrong answer to the listeners out there, because a lot of you guys that said y'all didn't know either. So here I am pretending like I know everything, which I don't. But one of the songs that really got to me when I found out what it was really about was the Brothers Johnson Strawberry Letter 23, of course, written originally by Suge Otis. And of course, Quincy Jones went on and took it and gave it to the Brothers Johnson and helped them on theirs from 1977. But Strawberry Letter 23 is basically about, and for those who didn't get a chance to listen to the show last week, we talk about all of these love letters that, you know, a man and a woman send each other, and they were, and all in all there were 22 letters. The 23rd letter was the actual song. So that's basically the 23rd love letter to the man to his girl, or the girl to his man, or hey, it's 2023, a man to another man. I'm just saying. But anyway, let's go ahead and take you back to the year 1977 and give you a classic from the group Brothers Johnson. Course, what you hear in the background, this is Strawberry Letter 23. Of course, we are past the home stretch right here. Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. Keep it locked right here. Let's go.
just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man.
Happiness to me. here, don't blush and let me kiss you on your ear. You've been so good from the start, I think it's about time that I gave you my heart. So here, take it, well baby please don't break it, and I will do for you and anything for us to make it. You know you are the one I wanna live for. Fact, baby, here's the key to my front door.
From Chris Walker, of course, Chris Walker, a friend to the show, had him on the Indie Jazz Show about a couple of weeks ago, man. What an amazing, amazing brother. Of course, that was Take Time from the summer of 1991. What a beautiful, positive song. I love that song. Before that, one of my first, if not arguably my first radio, I've got to go back. That was my first radio interview from lovely Miss Candy Staton. Young Hearts Run Free from 1976. And, of course, started off the block in 1977, music from the Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23. It's going to wrap it up for us, but tune in tonight. Got an archive show of our dearly departed brother, of course, Goldie Mac, his Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapjack. Tune in tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and check out an archive show from him. Wardell, man, we're about done, man. Any final words?
Thank you. Thank you, you know, for doing this, man. It's a great show and really appreciate it. Like, I love hanging out with you. So, you know, God is good like that. And Goldie Mac, yeah, I'm excited. I'm always excited to just hear his voice. And so thanks for mentioning that as well.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, we got about another 3 minutes left. And again, tune in tomorrow, kicking off the Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy Solar Records. Again, the music, the artistry, the songs, the artists themselves, the stories, the wrestling stories, stuff like that. Hopefully Wardell can expound on it. And again, you never know who's going to call tomorrow. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. But anyway, it's going to wrap it up for us, for Wardell Posse Jr. I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a safe and warm. It's a little chilly outside. Depending on wherever you are. But just stay safe. It's going to be a great Thursday night, so be safe and make sure you tune in tomorrow. Until then, you guys, good night. See you later, Wardell.
Closing all right,
out
brother.
With a little Blackstreet. Yes, close it out with a little Blackstreet and SWV tonight. Again, have a good one, guys. See you tomorrow.